This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. I'm Charlie Turner for the Wall Street Journal in New York. Video game headsets are in big demand, and we'll tell you why in just a moment. First, here are some tech headlines. It really pays to work at Alphabet. The parent of Google said its workers earned a median pay package of more than $197,000 last year, the fourth highest pay among hundreds of companies in the S&P 500 index that have disclosed those figures. However, Alphabet's median pay was about 18% lower than at rival internet giant Facebook, where employees earned a median salary of $240,000. The relatively high pay at two of the world's biggest tech firms is a sign of the talent war in Silicon Valley, where talented engineers are in limited supply. Will the third time be the charm for a planned merger between T-Mobile US and Sprint? T-Mobile has struck a deal to buy its telecom rival for $26 billion, the third time in the last 4 years the two have attempted a merger. The deal faces regulatory challenges in Washington over worries that the deal may result in fewer wireless competitors and higher prices for consumers. The Wall Street Journal says Sprint and T-Mobile executives could make the case that times have changed and that competition could actually go up. Investments in 5G infrastructure could blur the lines between cell phone provider, cable company, and technology firm. Even using current technologies, Comcast Corporation has rolled out low-cost wireless service to its cable customers that rides on Verizon's network. And finally, artificial intelligence threatens to destroy a lot of jobs, but Wall Street Journal digital science editor Daniela Hernandez says AI could also create a lot more new positions. Already, many companies are discovering that they need a range of new workers to keep their smart new world running smoothly, and not just software developers, but also managers, operators, and artistic designers. Check out Daniela's article, Seven Jobs Robots Will Create or Expand, at WSJ.com. Coming up, why sales of video game headsets are booming. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal. Welcome back, everyone. Multiplayer video games are hot, and so are the headsets that gamers use to talk to each other. The Wall Street Journal says sales of headsets used to talk to fellow gamers nearly doubled in the U.S. last month from a year earlier, according to NPD Group, which tracks sales for the video game industry. Spending on headsets helped drive sales in NPD's category of game accessories and gift cards to a record level in March. What's driving the big demand for headsets? Wall Street Journal tech reporter Sarah E. Needleman is here to tell us. Sarah, it is obvious that gaming is no longer just a solitary occupation among teens or any other group of players. It's these team-based games like Fortnite that are really popular right now. Isn't that driving the demand for headsets? In other words, players can play online with each other and chat through the headsets?
Sure. They go hand in hand because a lot of these online multiplayer games are team-based. So you have the headset on and you use it to coordinate strategy, help one another. So you're asking your teammate, you know, go left, you go right. And then in between, you might be chatting about school or whatever. But the headsets are a crucial part of it. I mean, if you're playing alone in a multiplayer game where you're not on a team, even then the headsets can be helpful because you can hear footsteps of another player coming up. I mean, you know, virtual footsteps. And so sound does play a role. But the most important part of the headsets is the ability to talk.
Okay, Sarah, you seem to single out the video game Fortnite for the booming headset demand. Why?
Well, actually, NPD singled out Fortnite as a likely reason because the game is so enormously popular. It's a free-to-play game. So it's really attracted a group of players who maybe normally couldn't afford to buy a new $60 AAA game, and it has that AAA quality. And so the game is so incredibly popular, and it's available on PCs and consoles and mobile, and it allows for cross-play. So someone on a PlayStation 4 could play against someone on a PC, which is not common. It's very unusual. So all these aspects, and also it's very cartoonish. There's no blood and gore, so it's something that parents can maybe tolerate a little bit more.
Parents love it too.
Some other games.
Yeah.
Parents certainly appreciate the fact that it's team-based and that their children are playing with one another, not by themselves, which is something that's been going on for quite a while, but it's really ramped up in the past year with the rise of games like Fortnite. And there are others out there too.
Name some of them.
Well, you got Overwatch. I mean, that's not free, but it is a team-based game and it's extremely popular. There are other games that are in the esports world, maybe a bit older, like Dota 2 or Counter-Strike. And then you can even go back to, you know, World of Warcraft. But the number of people playing these games has just escalated in recent years. And, you know, Fortnite really knocked it out of the park.
Didn't Fortnite's creator develop a free version alongside the paid game? And is it the free version that has attracted more players?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So the original Fortnite, the main game, came out last year in July. And it was in the neighborhood of, I think, $30 or $40. And it did okay, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't anything special. And then in September, it came out with this free version. And it's a different kind of game or different objective. It's a style called Battle Royale. And that, you know, that style of play is very much like the Hunger Games. You got 100 players thrown into a map, and you're fighting to be the last one to survive. Or if you play in a, you know, in a team, it's the last team to survive. And so that's the version that people are running out and getting because it's free.
Enlighten me on something here, please. What is the difference, if there is one, between free-to-play and free mode? Is there any difference there?
No. That terminology is usually intertwined.
It's interchangeable. Okay. And so these headsets have really basically set records. Can we say that, or is it the accessories category in general?
It's the accessories category in general, set a record. And we're talking about MPD only tracks the United States.
Right.
What it really is just telling is that when you're trying to figure out how popular Fortnite is, because it's free and because we don't know exactly how many people are playing it, the creator Epic last said in January that there's about 40 million playing both the free and paid versions. So we don't know exactly what the split is, but I would imagine it's most of those 40 million are playing the free version. And then now analysts estimate it's probably about closer to 50 million people that are playing it. And it's broken a number of records on the live for simultaneous play on Steam. The number of people watching other people play it on Twitch has been extremely high, breaking records there as well. So it's just incredibly popular. And you can make the link between that and the headset sales because most people would play that game either as a team or they're just using it to socialize because you're playing short bursts, like about 20 minutes. So, you know, in between while you're waiting for the next one to load, you and your friends could be chatting about what's going on in your lives, you know.
I bet the parents love the fact that these games aren't over long, you know, especially if you get eliminated.
Well, yeah, you could say, you know, dinner's on the table, say, all right, Mom, I'll be there in about 10 minutes, maybe 20 if I'm good enough to get to the end. But, you know, they and then they go eat dinner and then they can jump back into the game. It's you know, you can just pick up a new one. It's short bursts and it's a lot of fun.
Wall Street Journal tech reporter Sarah E. Needleman, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner from The Wall Street Journal in New York.